From YouTube and CMT, Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington welcomes Josh Wolf August 26th through the 28th. Then September 3rd through the 5th, catch comedian and social media star Josh Prey. And just off his recent appearance on America's Got Talent, don't miss Michael Yo, September 9th through the 11th. For show times and tickets to all shows, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com. Comedy Off Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Wednesday, August the 25th. I'm Matt Jones here at the KS Bar and Grill on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. You can give us a shout in Lexington, Kentucky. 502-571-1080 on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. A-Vision Glass text machine is 772-774-5254 in this edition. Sponsored by the T.J. Smith Law Office. If you call T.J., the personal injury lawyer, he will make them pay 3 days before my birthday.
Yeah,
when I turn 35, and should be a lot of fun.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
I know. I've got everything the way it usually is.
It's a little better.
Turn it way up.
Yeah,
there.
Well, you're just not as loud as you used to be. I've been up for a while. I got up. I had to get up early this morning, went, printed out my syllabus.
And stapled them.
Stapled them. They asked me if I wanted them stapled. I said, I'll staple them myself. It makes me feel part of it.
Where'd you go buy your stapler at?
I didn't buy a stapler. I had to do all this at FedEx office.
Oh, okay.
When you wait to the last minute, you have to kind of do things. But I was up last night finishing it. You like where I put my phone number, can't tell you.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed. Your contact information, in case they need you about a project.
I have a new email address, so I now have a Georgetown College email address.
Have you checked it? You may have a
box. I've checked it once.
Full.
It was mostly telling me that the air conditioner was broken or working or broken or working.
Yeah, you can use that for great discounts, NFL Sunday Ticket, all kinds of stuff with a college
oh, you get
email. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I might borrow that for you.
I didn't realize. I get.
You get the student discounts because it's technically a school email.
Wow.
Wow. I never even thought of that.
Really?
I get my G card. Today, too.
Which is good for what?
$50.
In the bookstore?
I mean, it allows me to walk around. No, I get $50 of snacks.
And snacks?
I can scan it and get, like, you
oh,
know.
I see.
I'll buy you a lot of Skittles.
A lot of Skittles.
Yeah.
My daily Skittles. So I'm ready today. I figured out what I was going to do, and I've got my class. What is going on?
I'm being sworn by.
I know.
Book.
I don't know what's happening. I got my class schedule, and we're ready to rock.
I like the part where you have your final thoughts, and you say, we may go take a class outside one
Well, we're going to take a class trip.
Yeah.
We might be to KS Bar.
Well,
you get your CDL, you can drive the bus.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to drive themselves.
Okay.
I'm not going to drive. You know, when I was in college, Scotty Basler, former mayor of Lexington,
yes.
Congressman.
He, and UK basketball player.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things. He was my teacher one semester at Transy, and he set us up a trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh,
and it was a great trip. We went to Congress, and we met all – because the class was called Congress.
That was the class.
Yeah, so we went to Congress, and he took us, like, backstage. You know, we went to the congressional lunchroom, and we met a bunch of congressmen, and we went on the floor. Back then, you could go on the floor. You can't really do that anymore. So we did all that stuff. But the thing was, he had gotten it to where we had money to fly there. But the turkey hunter back then didn't like to fly. He was kind of scared of flying.
Yeah.
So he used the money and he rented us a van. That was a mistake. Because we ended up leaving like 4 days early in the van, went to the beach. You know, did a lot of things that...
On a college trip you should do.
That you should do. But ended up... that was one of my most fun trips of all time. Unfortunately, we all then on Sunday night of that trip went and watched the pay-per-view, Shannon, where Owen Hart died, which was a... downer.
Ooh, yeah.
For the night.
Halfway into the trip.
Yeah, I'm not trying to bring everything down. I'm just saying that was a sad end. But anyway, I feel like when you're in school, class trips make you happy because you get out of the classroom and go.
So are you saying you're taking your Georgetown College students to Washington, D.C.?
I don't think I'm doing that because I don't think we have the money in a pot to pay for it. So 502-571 today. Richie Farmer's birthday is today, by the way.
It is.
Happy birthday
to Richie Farmer. What do you think is the best Richie Farmer moment in UK history?
When he hosted KSR with Buck.
What's up there? What would you have?
Well, we talked about it the other day.
Is it the freshman year?
Freshman year, senior night, hit the game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer. Place went crazy. That's got to be one of the tops.
Yeah, I mean, he hit a bunch of – you know, he hit some big shots in that game against Duke. People forget it,
yeah,
but he did.
He played well.
He hit some big shots in that game.
Was it his senior night where he took to the microphone to thank Kaywood? That was his speech he did.
Yes, he did the speech on behalf of the UK program for Kaywood,
yes,
which was very, very cool. And he's a perfect person to do that.
Perfect, because he's a mountain guy
Mountain guy, exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, I mean, is he the greatest – who's the greatest high school basketball player in Kentucky? If you're going to put the Mount Rushmore of Kentucky high school basketball, who's going to be? It's going to be King Kelly Coleman.
Got to be Richie.
Rex and Richie.
And who's the other one? Would you put Allen Houston in there?
That was who I first thought of. I'm trying to think somebody that would beat Allen Houston.
All right, so I tell you what. I'm going to throw that out there as my preliminary one.
And you're talking about just what they did in high school.
Only what they did in high school.
Yeah.
I just want what they did in high school. I don't want to talk about what they became or anything like that. Just high school. If you're talking high school performance, I think the one that's the shakiest of that group is actually Rex. As good as Rex was, you know, he didn't even make the state tournament his senior year.
Right, got beat in district.
Got beat in district. Now, of course, they played a good team in district, but... So I'm willing to be talked out of those. But for right now, I'm going to put King Kelly Coleman, Richie, Rex, and Allen Houston. And you tell me, 772-774-5254, who you would take off that list and put on.
You're a distant fifth from your high school career. We'll put you fifth.
I am not sure that I would be on the top 20 of the people in my class at Middlesbrough. Although I did win my high school class's one-on-one tournament.
Well, you're so big.
After they had asked me, after the coach had said, you know, I don't know that you're ever going to play here, and I quit. The next year, we had a one-on-one tournament, the whole school, and I won.
And
it.
You won.
That was like your big statement.
And he didn't like that.
Yeah.
I won it in part because I would just back people down and make hook shots, which was, you know.
Irvin Stepp, if we go just point score, doesn't he have, like, second most,
but it can't just be points scored. I think you got to win,
and I think you got to be like, well, famous is the lack of a better word. That's why I like.
Yeah, you can't just pick. I mean, you can't just pick the guy in your county. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you. That's why I'm not sure Rex is on it, because I feel like you got to have like won, maybe even won a state championship.
He owned this state.
He did, but that was, and he was great. Don't get me wrong, but he party owned it because he was a celebrity.
Yeah, packed out. You had to go to the JV game just to be able to have a seat.
Did King Kelly Coleman win a state championship?
I don't think they won. I think he scored like 60-something points in the semifinals, and then they used to have a consolation game, and he came back and scored like another 60 or something in that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 502-571 today. Go ahead, text machine, 772-774-5254. Let's talk about, I want to give a little, if it's for lack of a better term, football update. You know, we don't do day-to-day practice updates here, right? Like because we don't even really, everything you're hearing is through the coaches. You don't even really know what's going on. But, Drew, you're following it on a distinct level.
Went to practice yesterday.
You did go to practice.
Well, yesterday. I didn't see the actual practice, but the press conference afterwards. So
I think,
dialed in yesterday.
You know what's funny? Is I think I was invited to go to the actual practice, and I forgot.
The old no-call, no-show.
You could have had some really good updates for us.
Because scooped. Today. Looked hot out there.
That was a bad.
It was really hot.
That was. How did
and
I
And you had to work on your and syllabus. You know,
yeah, but I had a lot of time yesterday. I could have done that. Oh, well, my mistake. All right, so obviously Will Levis has been the quarterback. I'll tell you a couple things I've heard. Let's start with the offense. I've heard that the offensive line, as good as expected. Like, they think solid at every position. The only question is going to be center. Can they get the regular production at center? Wide receiver Rashawn Lewis has stepped up, but they also think they've got some stuff in young guys. A lot of guys are going to play a little bit in those first couple games, the Chattanooga and the Louisiana Monroe. What are you hearing?
Well, I'll start with the receivers. Lewis is definitely a good name, but I keep hearing Chauncey Magwood's name over and over and over from different people. He's a freshman. He's going to play. You got Ollie and Robinson, obviously. I think Isaiah Epps, another veteran, will probably be third in that rotation. But I think Magwood could be number four as the season goes on.
Was he the guy in this last class that was really fast or was really talented? There was one guy really that was talented. Insanely fast. Was that him?
No, he's really he played quarterback his senior right. high school and just right. switched over. Has multiple state championships. Picked up the playbook early. They've just been raving about him and how he'll see the field at receiver. With Levis, watching him throw was incredible at that open practice a week ago, but still, we won't really know anything until you get him out there in game action because, I mean, as good as it looks on TikTok, you just
Are
don't
you
know.
Are you buying the Levis
speed.
Hype, Brian? Like, I mean, everything you hear is, hey, this guy's gonna bring it.
I'm all in. I'm absolutely all in.
I mean,
in.
You know people who know people, especially on the offensive side. You're buying it.
Yep, 100%. And that's why we knew a month ago he was going to be the starter because he is just – he's the real deal. I can't wait to watch him play.
What makes him the real deal?
This is what everybody's telling me. I've not seen him. This is what people tell me, that he is – he's legit. That like we
Are you
going to
shave before our party Friday?
I was actually thinking about growing the goatee again.
Oh, bring it back.
You know, I wear it for a while, then I – disappears from
I mean, I don't I look, I'm not telling you. I'm not somebody who's going to tell you whether or not to shave, but you should shave before the party Friday. I mean, we want to make a good
impression.
Well, on each other. I mean, everybody that's coming are people we know.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Laid Back Country Picker is coming
for the party.
He said, "Should I come as Laid Back?" And I was like, "It's up to you." Then he goes, "Laid Back it is."
It's going to be a wild collection.
My goodness. It just turned up a notch, didn't it?
What's on the – what clothes do you have laid out for Friday, Ryan? What kind of
yeah, that's
attire
a good
are
question.
We going with?
What are we rolling with Friday?
Right now I've got the T-shirt with my naked body on top of the bar, the champagne bottle in my hand. That's the leader in the clubhouse.
I want you to try to go non-T-shirt.
Okay.
I mean, I want a shirt.
Well, dude, that takes out 90% of my wardrobe.
Yeah,
when he shows up topless,
celebration.
You ask for
like,
it.
I mean, I'm probably going to do something like this.
Uh-huh.
I may go untucked for this.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to do something. I feel like you could do that.
Yeah. Well, what about like some nice shorts and a polo?
No. Well, I mean, if you want to do shorts, you can. I think it's more of a jeans night.
Okay. But, you know, it's been so hot. Jeans may make me sweat.
Well, everything's going to make. I mean, you're sweating right now, and we are inside.
He let us go inside today, Shannon.
Really? What's the occasion?
Well, because I've got to teach, and I don't want to walk in sweaty. You know, this is my first impression. I shaved last night.
Yes, you did.
I've got a baby face.
Shirt looks ironed. Looks nice.
I ironed a shirt. I bathed this morning.
I don't believe you ironed a shirt. Do you
no
have
way
an
you
iron?
Ironed a shirt.
You don't have an iron, do you?
The dry cleaner.
Be honest.
Yes, that's the answer.
There you go.
The dry cleaner ironed it. And I didn't get it. I didn't put it in a ball before I put it on.
You got the are those canvas shoes? What is that on the side?
No,
there?
these are canvas
shoes.
These are Jordans. I mean, these are Nike Jordans.
I thought maybe this was like the old canvas Converse.
Why
shoes.
Would I choose canvas Converse
it's
to break out?
That's what it kind of looks like.
That's foam.
Talk about this right here.
That's cloth.
Yeah, but it looked like it could be canvas.
Good night. Let's go to the defense. This is your football. By the way, speaking of football previews, but we will release probably tomorrow. During the course of the year, KSR has Max Duffy and Miles Butler, former punter and kicker of Kentucky, are going to do a football podcast.
I think that'll be really good, those two
players
guys.
Only. It's uh-huh. called like Pin 'em Up. I don't think that's what it's called. Hang on. I want to give you the name because they came up with the name. They had a bunch of names they wanted to do, and they were all taken. They're calling it Pin It Deep.
Pin Ooh, It Deep.
I like that.
Pin It Deep. That's going to be the – and they're doing – and so the one that comes out Thursday will be their season preview. Here's what I think is going to be great about those guys. They know all the players.
Uh-huh.
And they're – Drew, they're dishing the tea. They're giving some – like. Some of the stuff they say, I'm surprised they say.
Really?
But I like it. Because if you're going to do this, that's what you got. I mean, is that they know, they tell a couple great stories, including one story that they're like, I'm going to try, I can't do an Australian accent. But Max is like, I'm about to do a pirate, ahoy matey. How about I do it as a pirate?
Okay.
I can't do an Australian.
A pirate.
Do a
he's
Russian, like, you know.
We'll close our eyes.
You know.
I'll do woo. Mark Stoops. will not like this. That was what.
Oh,
that's what he said.
He
doesn't think Mark Stoops is going to like that they tell one of the stories.
Oh,
there will be great tea, but really, I think Max, as good as he is as a punter, I think he's a better comedian. He is hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Just him,
absolutely. And the first show they interview Luke Fortner. They're going to interview players on the team during the season.
So that's nice.
Probably because they,
let them
they still live with some of them.
They do. They, I mean, they know. They're just like, hey, you're in here. You want to do a quick show? So like Luke Fortner, here's the thing about NIL. It gives all those people the – I mean, we have another podcast we're going to announce in a couple weeks that's UK players. Current ones.
Really?
Not football, but yeah. Something else.
Very cool. I think everybody
but, I mean, that's
that.
The thing. Like for UK, the sort of control they used to have, they kind of lose now because these guys are going to be able to do what they want.
Yeah, they used to really have a tight – Noose, not let these guys do any interviews at all, especially not live interviews of any sort. So.
Yeah. So 502-571-1080, text machine 772-774-5254. We will take a break and be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Blue and you, Kentucky Sports Radio, on Talk Radio
1080. All right, welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. I'm sure you all appreciated the extended version of Minute Work Down Under. We're just trying to get reconnected with the guys back out at KS Bar. Give us a call, 502-571-1080 or 877-904-1080. We'll just go ahead and open up the phone lines right now while we wait for the guys to get reconnected. Let's go to Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, well, hey, Shane, I was going to point out that on this thing with the players, the thing that makes me question the gun not being there is if you read the account, the police were right on top of it and broke up the fight. If anybody had a gun, they probably would have got arrested and probably would it probably would have been a report. So that kind of makes you think that gun may not have been there. And the second thing is what I've heard that was said to these players, that account in WDRB sounded awful defensive, and it sounded like they were trying to get out in front.
Text Shannon and see if he can hear me.
Yeah, we got you, Matt, if you can hear.
Well, can this guy hear me?
Yeah.
Because he's just talking the whole time.
No, we didn't hear you hear you too.
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Okay. All right, thank you very much. I don't know what was going on.
He's talking about the gun situation.
Okay, I didn't hear it. I don't want to make you repeat it. I appreciate the call. I do think that was Jerry,
poor
right?
Guy. Yeah.
Well, I love Jerry, but I know what he's going to say, and I don't want anybody to hear it again. I'm sitting here trying to get Ryan and Drew. What is going on with this? This is why we don't sit inside, right? Because if we sit inside, it goes off and it doesn't work. This is why I always say to sit outside.
We've never had an issue at this table.
But we're having an issue.
We had an issue today. But remember just a couple of days ago, I was having all kinds of problems getting a signal.
Were you in here?
No, I was at my house.
This is new.
Okay, well, so how do we fix the other thing?
It's broken.
It's dead.
They got to order a new one, I think.
Well, did they order it?
I don't know.
This is why you need me to be there with you guys.
Why don't you check and see if they ordered it? Like, these are things. You know what?
Job as the engineer.
It's interesting that getting on the air is a key part of this show.
Yes.
Like, everything that happens after it becomes much easier if we can actually get on the air.
Yeah. And for some reason, maybe had a little cell signal problem here in the last couple of days.
Well, this does look like it should be collecting dust at a pawn shop.
Know,
this piece is just hanging off.
and there is literally dust hanging. Where did you get this?
Tim Anstead gave it to me. I don't know if she should keep wiggling it around. I mean, we're connected. I think maybe we
maybe don't.
No, but it's buzzing. Do you hear the buzzing?
No, don't worry about the buzz.
Okay, well, then it's buzzing in my ear.
Buzzing
you guys,
is better than
is it not
being
buzzing
on the
in
air.
Your ear?
No.
Well, okay, fine. I'll fix it during the break. I don't know what Jerry said, but my guess it was probably negative. And I wish him the best. All right. So one person who everybody says Wes Unseld should be on that list.
Wes Unseld or Daryl Griffith.
Wes Unseld, though, didn't he win two state titles?
I don't know if he won two
I think he did. So Rex is out. Unseld's in. Would you put Butch Beard in instead of one of these people? He took Breckenridge to two state championships. Did he win state or did he?
Yeah, I think they won. He was Mr. Basketball.
So what about Butch Beard?
First of all, I wouldn't take Rex off.
Well, who are you taking off?
Maybe Allen Houston.
Allen Houston won a state championship, scored 50 in a losing effort.
Yeah.
Rex didn't make it to state.
Rex is without a doubt the biggest rock star.
But that's not the same.
High school basketball.
But that's not the same thing. The question is who produced. I mean, like,
is that
John, let me put it like this. John Wall's the biggest rock star we've ever had here in basketball.
Yeah.
Would you put him on the Mount Rushmore of Kentucky basketball?
No.
There you go. John Wall was a great player. Rex was a great player. But being the rock star doesn't make you the best. Wes Unseld wins two state championships, dominates. I mean, I think he's over him. And Richie and King Kelly are over Rex. And I would argue so is Allen Houston. We can't do this and have no one from the city of Louisville, which for most of the state's history has had the best basketball.
So who's better between Allen Houston, Wes Unseld, and Daryl Griffith?
And Butch Beard.
And Butch, well, Butch is Breckenridge County.
Yeah, but I consider him a Louisville guy because he went to Louisville. I don't know. I mean, I didn't see those guys play, so who would you put? I think to me, Richie and King Kelly are two of them, and I think you got to pick two of that group that you just mentioned.
I'm still going
What if Reed Shepherd wins the next two titles?
Well, he doesn't have to win any. Ryan will still put him on there because he's a rock star.
Rex. He'll have both rock star and some championships.
Would you put Richie and King Kelly ahead of Rex?
Yeah, but Rex is on there. Even though he didn't win a state title, he's still one of the best players.
You're going to put Rex over Wes Unseld, who won two titles, Butch Beard, who won two titles, Allen Houston, who won a title and scored 50 in a losing effort another year, and Daryl Griffith, who won one title.
We had to pick one of those guys for sure.
And take Rex out.
I can't take Rex out. I just can't do it.
Are you? What is why?
Because
Owensboro.
I was around when he was playing high school.
But you would have felt the same way about these guys if you were around.
I was around for Allen Houston.
You were around when Wes Unseld played high school basketball.
No, not Wes Unseld, but Allen Houston I was. Rex
maybe if you would shave, these arguments would be better. We'll take a break. 502-571-1080. Be right back.
I have no snare in my headphones. There you go.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Kentucky Sports Radio. 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. I think we got this going. One person writes, Matt, please calm down. When you get frustrated, it makes me want to turn the show off. Then turn it off.
It makes my blood pressure go through the roof.
What are you talking about?
Like, there's a lot of people that like it when you get worked
up. First of all, it's a show.
Yeah.
I'm not really mad. Years ago, I got really mad. I learned to stop getting really mad. I am slightly frustrated, and I heighten the frustration for effect.
Because it's a radio show.
It's a radio show. I mean, I feel like some people think that, like, you know, we're sitting over here stabbing each other during the break. There have been times that we get really angry, but you know it. Like, our emotions on this show are us, just sometimes heightened, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't, I was frustrated, but I act more frustrated because it's a show. And I shouldn't have to, it's like going to wrestlers, don't punch so hard, right? Like, they're punching, like, it's show. It's how I feel. Now I'm actually getting frustrated.
So they want us to say, Matt, I think Rex Chapman should be on.
Well, no,
that's NPR. Actually,
Mount Rushmore.
I was much more frustrated with you not picking Rex Chapman than the equipment.
Yeah,
because I don't see how you do that. Who would you put on? Would you put on these dudes that won these championships, or would you put on Rex?
Well, I just looked up the KHSA record book, and Rex's name isn't really on any of the charts.
I know it's not on any of them.
So that I would definitely put more weight on winning the title. I mean, Rex, as far as popularity and being the king, I think he's number one. But with just looking at numbers, I saw the other guys mentioned a lot more.
The John Wall analogy for Rex is the right one. Because nobody would say that John Wall wasn't an amazing player.
Right.
Top 20 in UK history, maybe top 15. But he's not top four. But he's the biggest rock star. And that's Rex.
Yeah.
So
for this conversation with guys that have multiple championships, it's hard to put them above.
King Kelly lost in the finals to Carr Creek.
Semifinals.
semifinals, and the winning shot was hit by Freddie Maggard Sr.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very cool, actually.
Big Fred.
But King Kelly scored so many points that's why I would put him on.
You know,
his record's in trouble.
Yes, it is.
Travis Perry at Lyon County.
Lyon County's going to break it. Yeah.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah. He's on an amazing pace.
Is he a junior or sophomore?
Sophomore.
That'd be amazing. That'd be a heck of a thing. If that kid breaks it, like, we got to be there the day he breaks.
Sure.
It's about region, too.
That would be a really amazing thing, because that's a record I don't think anybody ever thought would be broken.
No, I mean, I think he's already got 2,000 points, and he's still got 3 years of varsity basketball left. It's amazing.
I mean, Hopkinsville is combining schools because they have to play him for a couple more years.
One person writes, what do you guys think about the Nirvana lawsuit?
It's ridiculous.
So if you remember back in the day, Nirvana had their big album, Nevermind, had a little baby in it that was naked.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, even back then, I was like, I can't believe they did this. And in hindsight, I can't believe it even more. Like, I'm really shocked that they were allowed to do that.
That it got through.
That it got through. And I think they took they edited it on some of the copies, like Walmart and stuff. But I'm still shocked they did that.
Yeah.
So let me just say, I'm not taking up for that. I kind of don't understand why they did that. But this dude has spent his entire life making money off that. He recreated the picture.
He has never
multiple times.
He has Nevermind tattooed on his chest.
He has Nirvana tattooed on him. He literally recreated the picture. And he said in an interview a couple years ago that he was cool with everything until he tried to reach out to Nirvana to do a gig with him, and then they said no. And so now he's suing. So, pardon me, I don't have much sympathy for his lawsuit.
When you were telling me about this morning, I asked you, I said, does he have a basis for his lawsuit?
Now, he's claiming that his parents never consented. Now, if that's true, and who knows if it is, if that's true, that was really stupid by the record company.
They had to have consented. Yeah. There's no way they would have done that.
You can't just grab a baby and stick it underwater.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they just found a baby and threw it in the water. I mean,
some lawyer would have stepped in and said, we're not putting a naked baby on this album cover.
That some law, I mean, if that record company, I don't even know what the record company was, didn't have a lawyer that was like, do we have this consent? Then it's the worst lawyer in the world. And your lawsuit is probably with the record company, not Nirvana itself.
True.
But this dude has spent his entire life making money off the fact he was the Nirvana baby, and now all of a sudden
he wants to sue him.
He wants to sue. As far as now look, if they didn't get his approval, or if they didn't get his parents' approval, but I would think the statute of limitations is probably up. It's been 30 years.
He couldn't very well sign any papers, so you know mom and dad probably had to give permission to do that.
So I do think it's probably nothing.
What's he saying? Is he saying child pornography or something?
He's saying that there are federal laws against child pornography and that he's asking for civil damages because of those. That's what he's asking for, basically.
Basically, all these years later, he's still chasing that dollar.
No, I mean, if you were a victim of child pornography, later in life, you can sue. But he's saying that, you know, I don't know what he's saying. I haven't read his lawsuit. I'm just saying to you, I'm not saying the case on its merits might. I can't believe they put a naked baby on him. I can't believe it. Like, that was crazy. That was crazy to me when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I was like, I can't believe they're putting this on here. With that said, he has spent his entire life. I mean, Shannon's right. He has a tattoo of Nirvana. Like, he literally does. I think he used to do like appearances where he'd be like, "I'm the Nirvana baby."
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
If he's been celebrating it and profiting off of it, it's hard to now be the victim.
Yeah, I mean,
if it legitimately
caused pain, and I get all that, but this dude. And he says in an interview, he did an interview before he filed the case, it was like, I was cool with Nirvana and cool with the picture until they didn't return my phone call.
Yep.
So I'm going to show you. I'm going to sue you.
His feelings got hurt, and now
his lawyer, by the way, for his lawyer, that was a dumb interview for him to do.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
Let's go to Britt.
Britt, what's up, Britt?
Hey, man, I've got a question, but before that, I've got a theory on your technical difficulties. Ryan's got a metal plate in his head like Cousin Eddie, and every time he fired up, wow, it interferes with the signal.
Do you think I'm mean to Ryan? This dude just throwing haymakers. Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. Love, Ryan. So I owe my KSR fandom to my sister-in-law, Mary, and her dad, Dave Shouts. But I've got a question that she and I always argue about. You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, so if you get in a car with 100 times with a random person from Lexington and you say, take me to the horse park, how many people out of 100 take you to Keeneland? I'll hang up and listen.
I have no idea the answer to that question. I mean, I don't even know what we're supposed to get with that question.
I think he's trying to imply we don't even know where the horse park is, but we think Keeneland is the horse park.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a horse park. But you ask me how many people in Kentucky? I mean, there's a lot of people that wouldn't know there's a horse park.
I think
park.
He was saying just here in Lexington. You get in a car with somebody here in Lexington.
Do you all know there's a Kentucky horse park, you two folks right here? Yeah. I don't really know totally the point he's making, because I feel like people know there's a Kentucky horse park. What is there, though?
Rolex Stadium.
I know that, but, like, what's happening there right now? If I were to go there right now, what's going on?
You can fish. A lot of people fish.
They have a show every day for past champions. They trot out, you know, these past champions. And
so is it? I'd be quite frank with you. I mean, I live here, and I don't totally. I know they have the Rolex event.
Yeah,
and I know there's a stadium out there. Mm-hmm. But you're saying like horses live out there, like old horses.
Yes.
Like what? Like who lives there?
Like there's
Mr. Ed.
They've usually got like a jumping champion, a saddlebred champion, a thoroughbred champion.
So like who? Are there any horses I know?
Probably the thoroughbred champion you might know.
Who?
Well, I don't know who's out there. I haven't been out there in years. But like they used to have Cigar, I think, was out there.
Cigar was there. I've heard
of
Cigar.
Yeah.
It's a big area. People park RVs out there and wander around. Lots of barns.
There's camping area. You can camp out there.
Lots of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Lots of weddings. I toured it as a venue. You can get married out there.
Okay.
A lot going on.
Not just
William Shatner riding around in the back of a cart, which you can also see out there.
For something that's a big thing here, I just wasn't really sure what was going on out there at a given moment.
Which is the big horse out there that's the statue?
Man of War.
Man of War.
Man of War is out there.
Yes.
It's a big statue.
Secretariat statues out here
on
Frankfort Pike.
I didn't want to get them backwards.
Man of War. But Christmas time, that's when they probably get their biggest crowd. People go out and see those Christmas lights.
Yeah. Didn't I go out with you once
for
that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was like Jared Lorenzen.
Yes,
too.
It was. Jared went with us.
How did that happen? Me, you, and Jared Lorenzen went and looked at Christmas lights. Why did we do that?
We talked about it on this show one day, and somebody had asked me what are the top things to do in Lexington over the holidays, and I said go out to the horse park, see the Christmas lights. You went crazy. No way, that's stupid. That's not gonna be good.
I went crazy.
So we all packed up a car and we all went out there just for you to see the
lights. I do remember though. It's very odd to me that was like me, you, and Jared Lorenzen. Uh-huh. We're like, let's go look at Christmas lights.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like the
guys
kind of
being
thing.
Dudes.
Just guys being dudes, just hanging out.
You had a wonderful time. And you
I did have a good
it?
Time. Yeah. I think they gave us food.
They did.
Did y'all get like a professional photo taken and printed at the end?
I think we did. We dressed in old timey horse gear. It was such, it's an odd thing that we all ended up doing that. There you go. Hey, if you're worried about ransomware attack on your small business, LexGeek is there for you. They're here to help you with cybersecurity needs. Cyber criminals attack small businesses the most because they don't think you can defend yourself, and that's why you have LexGeek to save you. They're not interested in just fixing problems or selling you software. They're interested in helping your needs. And they offer 24/7 support because you don't know when you're going to need it.
Never know.
LexGeek and LouGeek.com. That's LexGeek.com. Cybersecurity Disaster Recovery. It's LexGeek.com. There you go. We'll take a break. We'll be right. What?
You can add hot chocolate out there and really enjoyed yourself. Get little cookies.
Did he have on mittens?
Drew thought it. I think Ryan thought it was real funny. On my syllabus, it says professor, office, and phone, and I put under phone, can't tell you.
You know, you said that early in the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got me so frustrated that I said it again. We'll be right back.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
If it's in Kentucky,
It's Oz, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, the Lexington Dog Show is on Labor Day weekend at the Horse Park. Is that like the Westminster
Must
thing?
Must be. I've not seen
I didn't know we had one of those.
I didn't either. Are we going to go?
No. I mean, that seems awful. Like, I don't understand why people... Best in Show is a great movie, an absolutely great movie. There are few movies that give me more consistent laughs than Best in Show. With that said, I can't imagine watching an actual dog show. Can you?
I would probably go for the one-time experience, but I would not have high expectations.
Can you?
And I'd probably only go because of Best in Show is so funny.
Can you even see it?
The dog show?
Like, if you're sitting up in the stands, can you even see? Because, like, part of it is, like, look at the way that dog gates and look at its hindquarters.
Yeah, it's
and
not
stuff.
The Superdome. I mean, you can see in there.
Yeah, but the other thing about it, I don't even know what I'm looking at. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What are they even judging?
Oh, I don't know what the categories and how they judge this dog's better than that dog.
One person writes, Matt, what do you guys think about the crate walking phenomenon? Have you seen this?
I've
oh,
seen
yeah.
It many times.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So it seems really stupid to me.
Of course,
people don't know, they're taking, are those considered milk crates?
Milk crates, yeah.
They're taking milk crates, stacking them up like a pyramid, and I guess the theory is you're supposed to walk to the top and then walk to the other side without it falling apart and you getting hurt. It seems like most of the people that do it just get hurt, and the goal is to get it as high as possible, and it seems like most people are not able to succeed.
Yeah, that's the enjoyment, is watching people crash and burn and fall and land on their head.
It feels like at a time that our nation's hospitals are filled, this isn't the time to do this.
To break out this challenge?
You know, what do you
I feel like we're in one of those trends that when we look back on the year, we'll remember this as something that happened. It's so everywhere. Like, remember the stupid planking?
That
and then
dumb.
I guess it was for charity,
the ice bucket.
Yeah. I feel like this is getting so big, it's going to be one of those. I'm just wondering where everybody's getting the milk crates.
Well,
like, if you told me right now to do it, I'm not going to go to Kroger and ask for 25.
And is that all that comes in those things? Do they deliver other things in those crates?
Former dairy employee here, I've unloaded a lot of those.
You know, I think everybody had them in there.
You were a dairy employee?
Well, Kroger. I was bagging, then they moved me over to dairy for a while, so I got to live in the fridge for 8 hours at a time.
All right.
You know, ate a lot of cookie dough.
Most of us had them in our college dorm room to put stuff in.
Did we?
Books. I did. Back in our area, everybody would go to a grocery store and steal them.
We had IKEA, I think, by the time.
Rashad, did you have a lot of milk crates in your dorm?
No. I think I've got one in my garage right now, but I don't have any more than
that's
that.
One for four.
Yeah. I've got one in my garage. Now that you say that, I've got still one in my garage.
How many people out there you think that are listening had milk crates in their dorm?
My era, a ton of them.
I just don't know where you find 50 of them like that.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Like, I feel like the milk industry at some point is going to need these back.
If you told me right now you have a day to get 50 milk crates, I'm not sure if I could. I mean, I guess if I went to Kroger and offered to buy them from people, I could. But, like, I don't think all these goobers on these videos are doing that.
Amazon.
Where are they getting
them? Are we about to walk into a milk shortage?
Maybe.
This is important for the supply chain.
Because they're supposed to be, like, recycled, right? And used over and over.
You come back and load them back up on the truck.
Have you seen a video yet where they succeed?
Yeah.
A couple.
Okay.
I saw one girl in high heels do it. I think it was so amazing.
What are you watching? Like, where did you set up your Louisville media box?
Yeah.
Are you sure that was a crate challenge?
I think Ryan could do it.
I do not. I'm not letting him do it. He will get hurt. People say to me sometimes, you put these guys in scenarios where they'll get hurt. I know you'll get hurt if you do that.
Well, just watch those people fall, man. It is going to be painful.
The older guy is on the top crate, which is what, probably six or seven is what it seems like you're doing, and the little kid just runs up and kicks the bottom one for Ethan. I don't know if it was a grandkid, son. I could never look at him again.
I didn't see that one.
That was a bad one. Who's next?
Jonah,
how are you, Jonah?
Hey, Matt. I know we've kind of worn the subject out, but I don't really understand why we just accept it as fact that our football players go out and get in fights all the time. They should be held
I accept that as fact. Wait a minute. I accept that as fact. And not just our football players, all players. I mean, there are fights all the time, dude. I mean, you just don't know about them. I mean, like, now, it's not always football players, although it's – the thing is, football players are the biggest sport that are also allowed to live off campus and be off campus, and there are fights. I mean, there are fights. Listen, man, I don't fight, and I got in a fight in school. Like, people fight. Like, that's just what it is. So I accept that there are fights. What I don't know that we have proof of is the whole gun thing, but I don't know. Dude, there are fights. Trust me.
I just don't think that should just be accepted as fact. When's a better time in their life for them to be held to a higher standard? Because once they get out in the real world after college, that's not going to be put up with. And it wasn't – I don't think this is just a hiccup. And
Hang on just a second. You're making a different argument than I was making. You're saying we shouldn't just be like, oh, that's a fight, no big deal.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to make a point that you weren't sure that they fought. Well,
I didn't think it was okay either
when
both
say that, though,
our bowl game with chains on punching people. That wasn't okay either, but we all just kind of laughed at that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever get in a fight? Hello? Is he still there?
I'm here.
Did you get in a fight when you were in college? Did you ever get in a fight? You've never in your life been in a fight.
In like middle school or high school, but not in college. Once you're 18,
did you ever get in a fight?
Yeah.
You've been in a fight when you were, right? Have you ever been
several.
In a fight? Drew's been in a fight.
I won none of them.
Shannon, have you ever been in a fight?
At OVW a few times, yes.
But in like real, in life,
no.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No.
Okay, so I've never punched anybody, but I've had people try to punch me. So my point is just to say, if 50% of this show of people who are moderately successful have been in fights, I think we sometimes hold athletes to standards that we don't have. Let me ask you a question. Are you mad at the frat guys for fighting? Because they fought too.
Yeah, that's not acceptable either. I don't think any of it's okay.
And I'm just saying, I'm not encouraging fighting. I'm just telling you, there are fights at every bar all the time, and people don't all go to jail. Normally, the only reason this fight, we even know it happened, is that there was a gun. And that's unacceptable if there was. But this idea that, like, oh, football players shouldn't fight. Dude, there are fights on college it's rare to be out on a Saturday night and not see people fighting. Like, that's just how the world is.
I understand that. I just think these guys are adults. And this is a good opportunity if you're a student athlete or in college to have some sort of supervision and structure around you.
Well, how are you going to supervise? But let's be real. How are you going to supervise 100 kids on a Saturday night? You just can't. You can't.
Of course you can.
Yeah, so I appreciate the call. I mean, should they have been in a fight? No. But I don't like – we hold public figures in this country to a standard that we don't hold ourselves. That's universal. Like, everybody famous, we expect things of them we don't expect of ourselves. You see it most often in politics. Like, you see somebody who speaks, who says something stupid, and we're like, goodness, he's Joe Biden losing his mind. He can't even talk. I'm like, dude, you say something stupid every day.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we got to be realistic. Most of the people listening to this show have been in a fight.
I remember hearing about this fight, like, back in March when it happened. And then I completely forgot about it. Of course, we didn't know about the gun at the time.
The gun makes the difference.
Yeah, but my point was, if it was a fight, I forgot about it and moved on. It happens.
Yeah. So I'm not, I'll be quite frank with you, I feel the same way about the marijuana arrest.
Yeah.
I ain't getting worked up about that. Like, I mean.
Train's coming.
The train's already here in most places. It'll be here in a few years. It might be here next year, right? So I'm not going to get worked up about that. What I might get worked up about is a gun.
Yeah.
And that I think is what makes this whole thing
totally
a completely different situation. Yep. We'll take a break. We are here at KS Bar and Grill. You can come have lunch. Butch is working on stuff. You can see the celebrity he is. Be right back. This is KSR.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.